Okay, so I want to finish by just talking about whether or not there's any other pedagogical approaches or thoughts that we need to consider, particularly for the school classroom. We've talked about lots, but if there's anything else that we need to think about with regard to pedagogy.
Yeah, thanks, Jason. There's a few things here. The first thing is just to emphasise the importance of dialogue in the classroom. These are complex issues. They're often emotional issues. They may have particular personal resonances for some students. And it just won't do to see this topic as primarily a building of substantive knowledge. Of course, substantive knowledge is critical, but it's about how we make sense of that collaboratively in a classroom through dialogue and making your classroom that sort of safe space to have those conversations. And that's all part and parcel of inquiry. Of course, that's what we do in history with inquiry. You know, we set these big questions as a way of opening up debate and dialogue. So that's one of the key things for me. The other thing is just actually, Tony modelled this really brilliantly in a previous answer when he talked about using the two images of the little boy on the beach and the Brexit poster. The use of visual images is a brilliant strategy in schools as well. But also this notion that you might start in the present and then move backwards. And then move back to the present. This notion that you might present, past, present approach that SHP used to have years ago in their old GCSE spec. I think that's really powerful because part of the reason that we believe migration should feature more substantially in school curricula is because it is such an important topic now. I mean, it has always been an important topic because it's not just a feature of being British, it's a feature of being human. But in terms of the challenges and issues that we're grappling with as a society and that we will continue to grapple with as children in schools grow up and leave school, is this notion of migration and movement around the world. So I think making that really explicit to them that this is an issue which has such current relevance is a really, really good strategy. The third thing, and the final thing that I want to talk about is just go back to our earlier point about the relationship between the personal stories and the contextual framing. And that's always really important in history. But with something like migration, which is it's so important to capture those personal stories, but you have to capture them in a way that makes sense within the time and the context, which comes back to your point, Jason, about what was the policy at the time that was kind of framing this and how did that come about? And that will give some kind of sense of the personal stories that the children are looking at. So for me, kind of dialogue and inquiry, a sort of present, past, present approach, and the blending of personal stories with a broader context would be three pretty important pedagogical principles here.